Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This is First Coast Forum, a discussion of the top local issues in our community. We welcome your opinions. Email your comments or suggestions to firstcoastforum@coxinc.com. First Coast Forum is a public service program of Cox Media Group Jacksonville.
Thank you for joining us on First Coast Forum. My name is Justin Cousart. Very happy to be joined by Leanne Rassler, the Jacksonville Transportation Authority Public Relations Manager. It's a mouthful, but thank you for joining us today.
And thank you for inviting us to be on the show and to share what's happening at JTA.
Yeah, so I guess that's why you're here. You know, let's talk about, you know, the red line of First Coast Flyer. You guys just kind of started announcing that. So, like, tell us what that's all about. Like, kind of tell somebody, maybe somebody who hasn't heard about it at all, you know, what is that?
Sure, Justin. The First Coast Flyer is our bus rapid transit system. And we currently have two corridors that are in operation. Mm-hmm. We launched the Green Line up on the north side about, believe it or not, 3 years ago. And 2 years ago, we launched the Blue Line, which runs down Phillips Highway out to the avenues.
Okay.
And so we currently have 20.5 miles of bus rapid transit. And when we add the Red Line on December 3rd, we will be adding an additional 18.5 miles.
Oh, wow.
So nearly doubling the footprint of the First Coast Flyer network. And people might be asking, well, what is a First Coast Flyer? What does it mean by bus rapid transit? And we like to say it mimics rail, but rubber tired. We don't have really the density for rail here mm-hmm. in Jacksonville. And so the First Coast Flyer bus rapid transit mimics that with fewer stops, kind of like rail, and higher frequency. So during peak hours, when it's, you know, rush hour in the morning or evening, the buses come about every 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And off peak during the middle of the day, it's like 15. And then on the weekends, it's like every 30. But I mean, every 10 minutes, that's very much like rail. And it has a lot of things on board that are advanced technology, such as something called transit signal priority, which will hold a green light to allow the bus to move through without having to stop.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's just one of the technologies that are on board.
What are some other ones? I'm actually interested. That's really interesting. In a way, it's making your travel faster than, you know, if somebody else is driving and sitting in traffic and all that, right?
It's definitely faster than our regular fixed route buses that mm-hmm. have a lot more stops. They stop, you know, more often. They don't come as often unless they're one of the high frequency routes. So taking the First Coast Flyer bus does allow you to get where you're going much quicker. Okay. In the case of the new Red Line, you know, it is a very long route. It's an 18.5 mile route. And of course, there's traffic. So mm-hmm. there's not much we can do about congestion.
Right.
But what I like to say about the benefits of it is, you know, they are Wi-Fi throughout our fleet. So when you're on the First Coast Flyer, you've got complimentary Wi-Fi.
Okay.
So you can stay connected. And that's very important to a lot of people.
Yeah, I agree.
They want to sit there and read their emails and connect with their friends and do work. And so getting on the bus allows you to do that. So, you know, you're staying connected, you're getting some work done, gives you some time back, which you can never put a price tag on time.
I agree.
You know, and then, you know, I like to say the benefit of it's stress-free. You get on the bus and you don't have to worry about that traffic. You can just sit back and kind of relax. And the buses are environmentally friendly. They run on compressed natural gas, which is, you know, great for the environment. And also the buses are a lot quieter. So you're helping the environment because you're not driving a car with mm-hmm. gasoline. Mm-hmm. And you're also, you know, staying connected and staying stress-free, which to me is a huge benefit.
I agree. It's a debate me and my girlfriend were actually having. We drive up to Raleigh every, you know, holiday usually, and you know, a train route's the same time length as the drive, and we're like, well, why not take the train? We can just sit there and we have our own time. We can, you know, Wi-Fi, we can do all that stuff. So I totally understand that kind of benefit. So you've mentioned that the Red Line is 18.5
5 miles.
So what's the actual route? You may have mentioned it earlier, but I think I missed it. So what's the actual route?
The actual route is it's going to connect downtown to the beaches. And the way it's going to do that is it's going to operate between our Rosa Parks Transit Station downtown at State and Union.
Okay.
It's going to go out over the Matthews Bridge, the Arlington Expressway to Regency Square to our hub there. Then south along Southside Boulevard till it hits Beach, and then it's going to go straight out Beach Boulevard to the Jacksonville Beach and then back. So it'll take the same route, just in reverse order. And it's got stops along the way. And another thing I wanted to mention is with our JTA, my JTA mobile ticketing app, you can, you know, of course, pay cash fare. You can, you know, purchase what we call star cards, and you can load your fare on that. But with the My JTA mobile ticketing app, it allows you to really take control of, you know, how you want to ride, when you want to ride. You know, we've got other technologies like our Next Bus app that'll tell you when the bus is coming. But in the case of the Flyer, it's every 10 minutes, and it has a very high on-time performance record, which means that when we say it's coming every 10 minutes, the likelihood of that is very, very high.
Okay. And so that's like, you know, my first thinking is that makes it easy for people to have a beach day. If they don't have to drive out there, they could just take it right out. It's very simple. And I mean, that speaks to me. I love going to the beach and stuff like that. Are they allowed to bring big luggage and stuff like that? Is there room to, you know, put things when they get on the bus?
Well, there's not room for big bags like luggage or surfboards or anything
that. You don't want a longboard on the
thing. Certainly, yeah, people bring, you know, groceries and shopping bags and things like that. You know, especially this time of year, a lot of people are taking the bus to, you know, the shopping malls and, you know, doing some gifting there. And one great thing is that now that we have this red line going to the beach, we will truly connect people on the north side, people on the south side with people out at the beaches. So a lot of people might live at the beach and work downtown, or, you know, there's somebody living on the north side that maybe wants to go out to the beach, or they want to, you know, go to FSCJ South Campus to go to school. Mm-hmm. You know, this really makes it so much easier for them to do so.
And if they have a phone, like you were saying, they don't even have to worry about purchasing tickets. It's all on the app, and they can just do it from there.
Correct. Yeah, it's all on the app. And then the new Red Line buses are going to feature something brand new to our fleet, and that's going to be onboard monitors that are actually in the bus that'll have weather, you know, traffic and news and other information. So that's something new that's coming with the new buses that are arriving this month, and we're very excited to be able to offer that. Just, you know, another benefit for the customers that are choosing to ride JTA.
I agree. That sounds like sounds awesome, honestly, to me. And so what's the, I guess we'll change it up a little bit here. What's the status of the Jacksonville Regional Transportation Center? I know that's been talked about a lot, at least in the news. I see it all the time when we're talking about Jacksonville specifically.
Yeah, the JRTC, or Jacksonville Regional Transportation Center, is under construction. That's phase two. The first phase is our intercity bus terminal, which we opened earlier this year in the spring, and we actually lease it to Greyhound.
Okay.
So Greyhound operates out of it, and it's right there when you come off of 95 at Forsyth Street. Okay. And right across the street, we're building phase two, which will be our administrative building, and it's also going to be our bus transfer facility, our main one. Because currently, the biggest bus station for JTA is at State and Union. It's called Rosa Parks Transit Station.
Okay.
And so when phase two of the JRTC at La Villa is completed, then we will transition a majority of the routes to that location right there at Forsyth and Bay. And then Rosa Parks will continue to operate, but a much smaller footprint. We won't need it that large of a footprint for the amount of buses that'll connect in and out of there. So we're really excited. The fifth floor is almost complete, the steel structure. And we'll probably have some type of topping out ceremony in January. And then about a year to 14 months later, we'll have it completed and be moving in 2020.
And that's awesome. So have you guys noticed, like, a specific number, if there is one, of a decline in traffic or anything with these kind of, you know, bus routes that you're talking about in Jacksonville?
Well, as far as ridership goes, on our system has held pretty steady. We've seen slight declines, you know, but not near as much as a lot of other transit agencies throughout the country. And the reason is because of all these innovative options that we've been adding. We like to think of ourselves as mobility integrators, and everything that we're doing, all of these new services that we're launching in December, or for our customers. Our customers, you know, needs are changing, their wants are changing. Everybody is getting more and more accustomed to technology and mm-hmm. to having everything at our fingertips and having everything convenient. And so all of these different things that we're doing for the customer is to be able to put them more in control of their transportation plan, to give them options that work for them. And so we're just very excited with all the new things that we're launching and to keep up with the ever-changing ridership.
Well, while you're talking about that, a big thing that I hear a lot from my brother, he lives up in Philadelphia, is bike sharing and these new, kind of like you're saying, these new trends that are coming out. And what's the status of something like that coming to Jacksonville? Are we going to see that? Are we already seeing that? How is that making its way here?
Well, currently, as part of the plan for the Jacksonville Regional Transportation Center, JRTC, we'll call for short, is to have different things integrated in that center to make it friendly for pedestrians, friendly for bikes. And, you know, you bring up bike share. We actually have an RFP out on the street where we are soliciting proposals for a possible bike share program in the downtown area and at some of our Skyway stations. So that's something that we are looking at. And we'd love to come back and talk to you more about that when we get to that point.
I agree. That I think it's a really cool concept. And, you know, obviously it's so new. It's still like a crazy idea for me to wrap around. But I guess I know you were saying it's downtown. Are there plans for like maybe out by the beach as well? Or are we focusing specifically downtown just to get it potentially started?
Yeah, this current proposal, I believe, is just in the downtown South Bank footprint. I don't have the details on it. Don't really want to speculate. But right. I do know that it's something in that area with the Regional Transportation Center.
So I guess we'll just kind of keep with the newer technology trend that you brought up. And, I know a big one. And again, I keep referencing I'm from Philadelphia. I know Pittsburgh was testing it out at one point, these automated cars. How has that been received so far? Or is there any plans for that kind of technology coming to Jacksonville?
Yes, it's been right at about a year since we launched opened the Ultimate Urban Circulator test and learn track for autonomous vehicles. And that's down there adjacent to Bay Street and Lot K. So it's kind of now down near Daly's Place and Metro Park.
Yeah.
It runs adjacent there. And we test autonomous vehicles there.
Oh, wow.
We've had a different one from Easy Mile. It's called an Easy 10. We've had the Gen 1 and the Gen 2, and we've been testing that. And now we're looking at, in the near future, testing a Navia vehicle out. It's a different manufacturer. Okay. This one goes faster. It has more people. It can carry more people. So we're really excited about that. That one recently came in, and we're just getting it ready for the test track. And one of the things that we do is we encourage people to set up tours, private tours with us, where we can take them on the vehicle and let them experience it. But we also, in the absence of that, we'll take it to different places and do static displays. We've been out to the zoo. We've been out to New Vision Theaters in Fleming Island. We've taken it over to Daly's Place and just set it up where people can come and get on it, look at it, you know, ask questions, and just learn more about JTA's plans to modernize and expand the Skyway and just to, you know, hear about our vision for the future of transportation.
Well, and that's, I think that's the biggest thing with at least automated vehicles is, like, I know for me, I've never seen one, I've never touched one, I've never even been in one. So, like, the idea to me, it's kind of scary. Like, nobody's driving? What? Like, that's a nightmare sometimes. But if somebody can get in and see it's successful and see that it works and that it's nothing to be worried of or afraid of, like, that's the way it should be, right? And so I guess if somebody wanted to set up a tour or to see that with you guys, how would they go about doing something like that?
We have a special website for that program, u2cjax.com.
Okay.
They can go to our website. They can watch a video that talks about our plans to modernize, expand the Skyway with it, and they can learn more about it, and they can certainly contact us to schedule a school tour or, you know, a group of work people. They want one of us to come out and speak about it because what's different about this is that we're testing this in a safe and controlled environment. And then when we modernize and expand the Skyway with the autonomous vehicles, we're actually going to take out that monorail beam on the existing 2.5-mile Skyway track. We're going to put down a smooth running surface that these rubber-tired vehicles, their electric vehicles, can then operate on. So they're going to be on their own track No other cars are up there on that platform. And then we're going to build ramps that bring them down to street level. So when they're in street level traffic, they're going to be still in their own lanes, you know, in the in the beginning. You know, and as technology develops, as more people get accustomed to autonomous vehicles, more people own autonomous vehicles, then eventually those type of vehicles could go in mixed traffic. But in the initial stages, they won't. And one of the things that we're looking at is, you might have heard of it, it's our Bay Street Innovation Corridor, working with the North Florida TPO, working with the City of Jacksonville, the Jacks Chamber, and numerous other entities to develop an innovation corridor along Bay Street. And that would include these autonomous vehicles. So we're very excited about that. We've applied for a grant with the federal government, and we're hoping to hear something in December about that.
Well, and that would, just thinking off the top of my head, you know, go into Jags games or something like that. That makes it a lot easier if you can just go right in. You don't have anybody drinking and driving. I mean, it really does make sense if you think about it, specifically going towards on Bay Street, you know?
Yeah, and the great thing about these autonomous vehicles is you can connect them virtually as like a train or platoon them.
So they know where each other, yeah.
Yeah, because they can talk to each other. They have all these sensors on board and computers. They think much quicker than we do. Mm-hmm. And you can have them all together and essentially go down to the stadium as if it was a train of cars, you know.
Yeah.
And then, you know, when you're not having an event like that and people just want to call it up with an app, that one day we'll have an integrated app that you can call for the vehicle, you can pay for the vehicle, track them, you can do everything on this app. That's something that we're working on for the future. That, you know, then these vehicles can be dispersed throughout the downtown area. We want to expand the Skyway footprint from 2.5 miles out to 10 with these vehicles. So we're really excited. That is a project that I'm looking forward to see what happens to it in 2019.
That's, I'm actually really excited for that. I'm a big technology nerd and stuff like that. So I love hearing things like, you know, the computers are going to drive us. And like you were saying, some of them think faster than us, so it's honestly probably safer in the end.
I believe eventually that's where we're going to be. Mm-hmm. It's much safer because they have so many sensors and cameras and GPS locators and things that mm-hmm. really will help create a safer environment for all of us on the road.
So what is Ready Ride? Because that's something we were talking about off mic. Is it, and you were talking about, you know, technology and how people are using technology, and obviously when it comes to transportation, the first two that come to probably most people's mind would be Uber and Lyft. Is this a way to kind of compete with that, or what is Ready Ride?
Well, Ready Ride is not ride sharing. It's not a TNC, which is what Uber and Lyft are. Those are transportation network companies. Mm-hmm. This is more like a dial-a-ride or an old-fashioned taxi, where you'll actually call a number to make a reservation. And it's through a company called Owl Inc. We're actually contracting with them. Okay. We bid it out. They had to provide a proposal and a safety and security plan that we approved. And so think of it more along those lines. But the benefits are it's going to save you money, because wait till you hear the price on this thing.
Okay.
Within these five zones in the city, we've got a zone in the north side, the Highlands, the southwest, the southeast, and the beaches.
Okay.
If you're in that zone, it's only $2 per person per trip.
To go anywhere.
To go anywhere in that zone.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I mean. Yes.
The trip must begin and end in that zone. And here it's even better. If you want to connect to a JTA bus, it's only 50 cents.
Oh, wow. So like the idea is I'm at the Jags game. I'm just bringing that up because it's, top of mind. But I'm at the Jags game and I want to go out to the beaches. $2?
Well, to do that, you would need to take one of the regular buses out to the beach where that footprint is. But then once you get to, say you ride the Flyer, you ride the First Coast Flyer out to the beach, and then, you know, you live a mile and a half or whatever, but you're in that footprint.
Mm-hmm.
So from there, it'd be 50 cents to leave the First Coast Flyer bus stop and go wherever
you're
going.
Go to the beach.
Now, you're out at the beach and you're in that footprint, because the beach does have a pretty large footprint for Ready Ride. And say, you know, you want to go to a restaurant with some friends, you know, you can call it. Y'all are all at your house, and it's $2 per person per trip. So round trip, it costs you $4, you know, it costs them $4. So you can share the ride with your friends.
Right.
But the big thing about it is, instead of requiring someone to have an app and have a credit card to be able to register to do all that, this is just simply you call. Mm-hmm. And we recommend you call at least a couple hours in advance. You can do advance registrations up to a week, or reservations, I mean. And, you know, it provides another option, especially for people that, you know, may not have the phones with the apps, but they need to get to and from, you know, work, school, doctors, what have you. And so for $2 cash, or they can pay with the MyJTA app, or 50 cents if they're transferring to or from a bus stop. It just provides them, you know, another option and improves their quality of life.
Yeah, it makes it, $2, $4 total sounds, you know, awesome because, you know, at least late at night, you're taking an Uber or a Lyft, I mean, you're looking at $30, $40, $50 depending on where you're going. So that, you know, this would definitely be something that people would take to almost immediately.
Yeah, we're pretty excited about this particular service that we're offering, and it kicks off again in December with all these other services that we're launching.
So I guess, yeah, if they want to see do you guys have a schedule on your website that people can see this is when we're launching all these type?
Well, on December 3rd, everything that we're talking about today, with the exception of the Regional Transportation Center new 2C, the Red Line for the First Coast Flyer, the Ready Ride new Dial-A-Ride service. Our Nassau Express Select, which is another service. It's a regional service that's providing nonstop direct service from Yulee to downtown Jacksonville. Oh, that wow. All of that is beginning in March. Beginning on Monday, December 3rd. Mm-hmm. So we're real excited about that. And then we also have opening up is 2 years ago, we launched the Blue Line of the First Coast Flyer. And it pretty much went downtown to the Avenues Mall. Well, the Avenues Walk Park and Ride is going to open on Monday, December 2nd, okay. or December 3rd as well. And so when that opens, people will be able to park their vehicles and get on the Blue Line, which has been in service, and take that wherever they need to go. It'll still stop at the mall, but this is just one more option for them as well.
Oh, and that, in theory, helps with, parking issues. And a lot of times people drive around for a while looking to find somewhere to park. So if they can just go here, and then there's no problem or no worry on that end,
Oh, yeah. Definitely think of people that live in northern St. John's County. They can go to this park and ride, park their vehicles, and get on the First Coast Flyer and ride that to downtown and not have to deal with the traffic on 95 or Phillips. So
yeah.
So that's just going to be another great option for people living in that area.
I agree with you. And I guess the last one, not technically the last one, but the last one that I'm definitely wanting to mention is because we've gone all road. Now let's go water. Let's talk about the St. John's River Ferry a little bit. What is the status of that? And, we're hitting all forms of transportation here.
Yeah, the St. John's River Ferry, we took over ownership and operation of that back in 2016 in March. So we've had it now for about 2.5 years. And we're currently doing phase 3 of our rehabilitation or improvements, if you will. And we most recently had it out of service so we could replace what we call terminal bridges. But, in layman's terms, those are the bridges that connect the boat to the land. Mm-hmm. So when you're out there and you're driving on from either side, you have to drive over that bridge.
Right.
So we've replaced those and done a lot of other enhancements to it over the past several years. We've replaced what we call slip walls, which help kind of when the boat goes into moor, it keeps it steady when there's, rough conditions out there. We've replaced a lot of the bulkheads. So we're wrapping up in January phase 3 of all those improvements. We've been fortunate to get grants from the Federal Transit Administration passenger ferry grants over the past few years. And we've invested that money into not only those improvements, but into the boat itself. The boat's required every few years by the Coast Guard to come out and basically be stripped down, all the paint's taken off, all the big equipment's taken off, and it's thoroughly inspected. The engines are overhauled, different equipments. It's like a big, huge maintenance project. And then they replace what needs to be done, and then they paint it and put it back in the water. So the ferry's good to go. We're excited and, encourage people to come on out and check it out. It runs every day of the year.
Yeah, and that's something that... my parents were a big fan of when they came down to visit me. They love the ferry, so something that I'll definitely be checking out once it gets going. And I guess something people might be interested. You can see the studio here. We've got Christmas stuff up now. So the holiday bus. Tell me a little bit about it. What should people expect?
The holiday bus is fun. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, I manage our social media as well. And everybody goes crazy when I start putting out pictures of the holiday bus and the schedule. And then, I was up late last night with people wanting to know, well, when's it going to be on my route? And
right.
and You know, what time is it going to be on route such and such tomorrow? And people love Santa so much that last year I had reports from the operator that we had people trying to, you know, run to catch the holiday bus because the holiday bus is free. So it's kind of like, where's Waldo? It's like, if you find the holiday bus, you ride for free. Mm-hmm. But people were like running after it. So I had to put out on social media,
don't run after,
you know,
our bus.
please, you know, walk, please use right. the crosswalk, cross at a light. Mm-hmm. You know, we're so happy that you love Santa and the holiday bus, but you need to be careful. But we play holiday music on it. Santa gives out Christmas or candy canes, mm-hmm. and it's just a lot of fun. And it's wrapped and decorated in such that it's just very festive. And, you know, especially if you're going to do your shopping and, you know, you listen to the music and Santa gives you a candy cane, you know, it's just puts you in the best mood.
It puts you in the holiday mood, which is what you want. So you said a lot of people are asking for it. Is there like a place they can go to see the potential schedule that you guys might be having for the bus?
Well, if they go to Facebook, I post the schedule out for a couple days. So okay. the schedule's out through today. And then first thing tomorrow morning around 6 a.m., the schedule will pop for Friday and Monday.
Okay.
And it operates weekdays through Christmas Eve.
Okay. That I'll have to keep my eye out for it because I think it might have been last year or something. It passed by and you know, everyone's freaking out. So I know we've mentioned a few times, tell everybody about your website where they can find any more information if they want to contact you, maybe the Holiday Bus Facebook page, how they can find that.
Yeah, our main website is jtafla.com. Mm-hmm. Again, that's jtafla.com. You can also call customer service at 630-3100, 630-3100. You can follow us on Facebook. It's Jacksonville Transportation Authority, or you can also put in JTA. That'll come up as mm-hmm. well. And one more thing I do want to mention that's very important
yes.
is the first week of December when we launched the First Coast Flyer Red Line, we are offering complimentary service on all three First Coast Flyer lines. So you can ride the green, the blue, or the red, all three, as many times as you like between December 3rd and December 9th for free.
Just ride it around. That way you can find like the, you know, you can see the whole path that it takes.
Ride the 40 miles of hey, BRT.
If you have the extra time on your hands, you know, might as well give it a shot. Well, thank you for joining us on today's episode of the First Coast Forum. We really appreciate you coming in. Is there anything else you want to tell everybody before we wrap up here?
Just get hooked on the flyer and ride it for free.
Awesome. Well, Leanne Rasler, thank you for joining us. We appreciate you.
Thank you for having us, Justin.
You've been listening to First Coast Forum, a weekly public affairs program devoted to the top local issues in our community. If you have a comment or suggestion for a topic we should explore, our email is firstcoastforum@coxinc.com. That's firstcoastforum@coxinc.com. First Coast Forum is a production of Cox Media Group Jacksonville.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.